Yeah, yeah, this the third take. This the third take. I'm gonna give Fernando the mic. Yeah.
Got the mic, about to do it right on site. That's a Kanye song that I really, really like. Got the watch on, brown strap. Had to switch it up from the metal like that. It's not that hard to rhyme. But is it good?
Don't no.
Think that you'll find.
Buddhist man. Buddhist man. Welcome to the spinoff, everybody. I'm one of the four or five hosts on this show, Mike B. Also on the show, I got our technology man, Mr. Technical Support, Mr. Best Buy, Mr. Geek Squad himself, Brandon Moore. What's up, Brandon Moore?
Yo, what's up? I'm glad we finally got this. All the technical difficulties have been on your end. I just want you to know that.
Whoa. Like, the technical
difficulties. Your computer magically.
I can't let you do that like that. The video thing was you.
Whoa. The majority of the technical fees was you. The most important was you.
No. Who had to restart like five times?
Dude, that's me. We're talking about
Was it me? We already live on Facebook. Was it me? It was all you. Was it me?
Brandon, you disabled everybody's video, sir.
No. Yes. You guys disable your own videos.
That's not correct.
You guys didn't update your shit. So there's a little bit of technical difficulties on your end. All right, don't blame me. Okay.
Zoom said the host is not allowing you to share your video. Day. That's what Zoom said.
You know, I'm having a great day. I don't need negativity right now.
Hey,
my $600 is coming.
You know, the customer is always right. This is not a good look for tech support.
Hey, man,
not at all. Great. No, sir.
I'm not IT, so.
Brandon, just break out. Brandon, break out the glasses, please.
Yes,
just
please.
Just break
yes.
out the glasses.
Before we fast forward to that, You can tell who just showed up on time finally. Somebody finally clocked in.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. Shout out.
Finally, you showed up tonight. All right.
We got
y'all hear that ice clinking? That's definitely Candace.
You know what, Fernando? You know what? Fuck Fernando.
We also have Fernando and Candace on the show. Candace is on the flyer, so she's also one of the hosts of the spinoff. She normally makes cameos, though, so you don't get to see her.
You know, I miss one show, Negro.
Whoa.
You know, we doing fine. You're like, hey, for 10 seconds. Hey, I'm in a bad location right now. I'm no service.
We did.
Catch y'all next week.
We did 8 shows. The amount of time Candace been on each show will equal 1 episode. That's how many shows.
Candace the other day was like, yo, I got headphones for the show. I was like, just try showing up on time first. Like, let's take this once the bad time. Goddamn.
We also got Fernando from Hannah's Basement. What up, Fernando?
Good, man. Living, you know. Nice to see we got the whole squad here today.
I would love for you, just like Candace, to invest in some headphones. I would like for you to finally invest.
I got you.
He had headphones last week. Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't have them on this week. This is the whole. Well, you know what? I wish he did. I wish he would have cut his video off. Actually, we didn't need to see those pajama pants. well, while he go gets that, I want to shout out a special guest. We got somebody coming in from Level Up Comedy. He's married to the game. That's what he says, Mr. Glenn Lawrence. Yo.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Good to be on the spinoff show. Good to see everybody. Good to see you, Candace.
Hi, Glenn. Glenn's also a newlywed, so let's clap it up for that.
Yeah, that was
good.
Whoa.
Glenn doesn't talk about that. No.
We could talk about it tomorrow. Starting tomorrow,
why is there an embargo on your wedding?
I want to know what.
First of all, right in the background, it says Mr. and Mrs. So if you're trying to be incognito, you're fucking up.
That was yesterday. That was last time we were here, last week. It's out in the open.
I need glasses.
Mainly because the show blew the spot last week.
I need glasses because I thought I said
we're happy. Boom.
Can
we spotlight that? I gotta see that ring. Let me
taste that a little bit. Did you put lotion on before you?
Yeah, I wish you put some lotion on.
I might die, guys.
Mike phone goes off. Fernando has a
congratulations, Glenn. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, next time, put a little lotion on if you go spotlight the ring. This little.
It's the the light makes it shiny.
Niggas say your knuckles is ashy. That's what they say.
Ashes. Fuck,
hold
boy.
On. Wait, I'm going to go get some lotion because I'm not going to get roasted this entire show. All right?
Put some Vaseline on. Just, golly. It's Jesus.
I need to get my eye. I just went to the eye doctor. I need to get my eyes checked again because I could have sworn that said Merry Christmas in the background. I didn't know that said Mr. and Business.
It said Mr. and Business.
Yeah, I don't have my glasses, so I had to zoom in on that one.
I'm like, why he still got his Christmas decorations up?
Yeah.
Why this? Why did Fernando?
We had to check on Fernando. Did he get abducted? What happened?
That was
he got a package.
That with those pajama pants on. I don't have to go out like that.
Who? Amazon delivering at 7 o'clock at night in his neighborhood?
Is this a thing?
You kind of do
that. I
now.
Mean, if you want to, I mean, with is something that you can show on air?
I don't know what this is, to be honest.
Does someone say your fleshlight?
You getting deliveries at 7 p.m. in your neighborhood? What the fuck?
I guess.
I mean, they normally stop at 8.
Pencil discovery. Oh, I think my job sent me. Oh, my job, because, you know, I work for a great corporation that will not be named. Hey, look at that ring. Look at that ring. They sent me a gift. One time my job gave me a watch, and it was pretty shitty. I hope this one is better. All right. Talk amongst yourselves. It was a crappy one. It was like...
What my job sent me as a Christmas? Like a Christmas thing? It was like a gift basket, but it was all English muffins. Don't nobody give a fuck about English. Who wants English muffins?
Oh.
What?
It was like four different flavors of English
muffins.
Were they
gourmet English muffins or...
I mean, I guess, but they were still English muffins.
They weren't Thomas, were they? They gave you four... Because you know Thomas comes in a six pack. So they gave you four. They really fucking up.
No, it was... I forget the name. Like Westerfield. It was definitely gourmet. It came in a nice box, but it was like blueberry and orange and cinnamon. It was just English muffins, though. I was like, what the fuck? Mm.
Oh, the corporation put a little money into this.
What, you got a Snuggie?
I think I got like a blanket.
It's a beach towel. It's a beach towel.
Is it a weighted blanket?
It's pretty heavy. It's pretty nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank you, corporation that shall not be named, because I don't want y'all to know I be doing fuck shit on the internet.
Yo,
that is nice.
What's the thread count on that thing?
You know what, Mike? More than the one you got. All right. Leave me
wow. Wow. That was a legit question.
You think I know thread counts? I'm a single. I don't even have a dining room table. You think I know thread counts?
Thread counts is for sheets, not blankets.
Yeah, they don't come in blankets.
Yeah.
See?
It's for sheets.
That was a test for that. That was a test for. That was a test for Fernando, and he failed. You can't get women.
Really, I didn't. I didn't say it. I didn't say thread counts.
No, you said you didn't know. You was like,
look, man. You know what I mean? I let my bitches tell me what the thread count is. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Whoa!
Jesus!
Whoa. You know what? Sorry. Whores.
Jesus Christ!
I like sluts. Actually, I like the word slut. Yeah. I don't know.
But not married, man.
Huh? No, I'm saying I like the word. I didn't say I like.
First of all, good save. The proper term is scallywag.
I like.
Tell Candace from the south. She don't really like that cursing shit.
I've actually said scallywags. Yeah, like,
I'm glad
she got no hair in back.
If she was really southern, she would say hussies. But I mean, we're not going to.
That's right.
She's been New York too long. But yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail the podcast with my awesome.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You're nothing more than a nuclear bomb on the podcast.
Didn't they show you a watch? Where's the watch?
That was like for the 5 year. No, it was crap. It's a crap. I wouldn't even claim that watch.
You don't claim that
watch. That blanket probably cost the same amount of money though.
It's a lot nicer. Nice, the money went farther. Yeah, it's a nice blanket. I'm not gonna lie. Mm. That's a nice one. It's like a nice white.
Is it white?
We're just gonna talk about this blanket. I love that this is also a podcast, so people won't be able to see it. But this is nice. Got a nice little.
I feel like you're gonna have some really good cries in that blanket, Fernando.
Woo! Yeah. The cries in this one, man. Listen.
Some hearty cries.
Hard.
That's for you to snuggle up with the scallywags. Mm. That's what that's for.
For some reason, I always.
I fuck a horse. Okay. I don't scallywags. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why you're so proper. Do you curse in your act, Candace? I don't know if I've ever heard you curse.
I do. Okay. I actually curse quite a bit.
But you curse more in your act than you do in real life?
It's equal, I think.
Okay. So why can't I say whores and bitches then, Candace?
I don't know why.
Wow.
Can
you just say woman of the night? Come on.
I curse a lot, but I try to respect women because I'm a woman.
I like that Brandon won't curse or call them hoes or bitches, but he won't let them spend the night.
Yeah. he won't call them a bitch, but that's how he treats them. I call them bitches, but treat them like ladies.
Exactly. Brandon call him Ubers at 7:15, but he don't want to call him a bitch. Okay, that's fine.
Wow. I respect that.
Brandon's on that, I came, why you still doing here?
For real, though. Also real shit, though. For real. Like,
why can't they just stay the night? Why can't they sleep?
Why they gotta stay the night?
Why can't they? Why can't they?
Why they gotta leave?
Because I like my whole bed to myself, for one. I don't like to share my bed.
This is why I got a king. This is why I had a king.
I got a queen. But it's my bed. Number two, I'm not trying to explain to my mom, but that's morning who this random chick is.
There it is.
Once we finish, you got to go.
This is why y'all need women on the show, because otherwise it's just utter savagery.
Me and married men don't agree with this, okay? Yeah. I said sluts.
Stay the night. I make
eggs in the morning. you can stay. I mean, you gotta leave by noon, but I mean, you can
like noon. What is the hotel check out? What?
I got nothing to do with Saturday, it's Friday. Why? First of all, Brandon, you don't even give them that much. You like, this is about an hour. You on that, like, this is about an hour. I got somebody else coming. Look, what are you talking about?
Hey, look, sometimes it be like that, though. Don't judge me.
Hey, listen, I'm over 40, so my recharge time was really long, so I could spend the whole day with you. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Damn, you over 40?
I ain't got nothing else to do.
It's lonely in this apartment.
Can we take a moment and welcome Jennifer? Y'all so rude. Y'all rude.
I didn't even know Jennifer was on, actually.
Hey,
Engine Design, how you doing?
Doing good. How are y'all?
So to chime in with the conversation, do you believe, and I'm not going to say the other cuss words, do you believe in hussies and scallywags? Or
bitches and whores. Bitches and whores.
What's your choice? You got to pick one.
I'm not drunk enough for this yet.
Okay, wait. What are my options?
Okay, you have...
They're trying to find what is the a disrespectful term for women that you'll accept. Basically what they're...
To be fair.
Females? That's beyond that. I hate females, but I'll accept it.
What about scallywags?
Candace is lying on my name. I don't care what you think. I'm gonna call them what I want.
What about hussies? Is hussies acceptable?
Well, I think I'm like a dog when I hear hussies.
If someone says milder than bitches, it's milder than bitches, right? Well, like it's better, but it's still disrespectful.
Yeah, I feel like an old church lady would say hussies though.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like your grandma would say that to you, like, stop being a hussy.
Right.
Go cover up.
Or stop being so fast with your little fast ass.
Right.
That fast.
How do you feel about men who live with their moms that won't let you spend the night?
Wow, this took a turn. This was
if a guy was living with his mother, I would not want to spend the night. That's weird.
Thank you. You shouldn't want to spend the night. You should want to go back to your own house.
Is that what the ladies tell you? Is that what they tell you? They don't want to spend the night.
Normally they just have me come over to their house. So then once I get done, I just roll out.
Did you say get done? What kind of purple color purple scene was this?
when Mr.
finish on top of me, I go make breakfast. Once
I leave her unsatisfied, I leave.
Once my love comes down, I'm out the doors. What are we doing right now?
I don't know. How do we get here?
Hey, Mike, how come you didn't ask Brandon where he put it?
Huh?
Why don't you ask Brandon where he put it?
Oh, well, that's a different topic. You know, that's what
we're doing.
Okay. I'll ask where he put what?
Oh, well, okay, so there's a story to where you put it. Not what Brandon, but okay, so my boy, this is on Facebook Live, so I don't care. He knows about this. So I'm not going to say names. So my boy, I'm going to say, my boy, right, who was living in an apartment.
I've never seen Mike stutter so much.
No, I'm trying to figure out the right way to say it. Because he jumps in. Anyway, so me and my homie, we was roommates, both from Norfolk, right? We moved up here. We had our own place. Anyway, we used to throw apartment parties, right? Our house parties, right? So after a comedy show, my homie and a few people for the show came to the crib at the party.
Oh gosh!
So we're all drinking and playing cards. My homeboy, we had a balcony when we was on like the 10th or 13th floor. My homeboy went to the balcony with one of the women that he bought from the show. So so we're playing spades, and her homegirl's like, hey, where's so-and-so at? And then my other homeboy was like, yo, where my boy at? And I was like, I don't know. And then I turn around, and there's fog going on the balcony. They were hunching on the balcony, right? They were humping. There was no, you know, whatever. So they came back in.
Y'all in y'all southern terms. They was fucking on the balcony.
Everybody. Hey, man. Look, she has a goddamn Petty hoodie on. Can you just be respectful of her religion? She's going to choir rehearsal after this. Anyway, so.
Bible study.
And then it's missionary season. Whatever they do. What's after Bible study?
Yeah. Missionary. Like on that balcony. I got it.
No, it wasn't no missionary. So anyway, after they was done. So I go outside and I smoked a cigarette. And then I realized there was no condoms or anything. So I was trying to figure out the next day. I was like, "Well, where did he put his babies? Where did his babies go?"
He dropped them off in her mouth.
But when you say babies, I'm thinking a different. I was thinking a different thing.
No, I was trying to figure out where that thing went because
sounds like he pulled out the big Joker.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
You could look down. Just look down. It's probably on your downstairs neighbor's patio.
Mm-mm. Oh, gosh. Mm.
This is
I mean, or maybe, you know, maybe he just like, you know, hey, we'll see what happens, you know?
Like it or like God.
There's a plan A and there's a plan B.
You know, this is like the third day of Kwanzaa. I'm just going to change the subject. Y'all know it's like the third day of Kwanzaa?
What is today? First of all, it started on the 26th, so it's got to be like
Yeah, it started last Friday. Day. It started last Friday. Yeah. Oh, no, it starts this Friday.
What is today? What is the
It's the 30th.
Yeah.
So fourth. Yeah. So yeah. Kwanzaa started. I think. I'm just changing the subject. I don't know.
What is the day? You can't bring up Kwanzaa and tell us what. Day
I can
it
bring
is.
Up the day because I brought it up. I mean, you can't.
So what is the day?
What is it? Candace, she's the HBCU grad. I mean, did you? What's the day?
Uh-oh.
I'm looking it up right now. Fourth day of Kwanzaa.
It's actually the fifth day of Kwanzaa, though.
Thank you.
Look at him. Mm-hmm. Look at Glenn trying to come in.
It's Nia. With its purpose. Speaking of which, what is the purpose? What is our purpose right now?
I think
we're
serving a good purpose right now.
Fucking around.
I feel like I need a shot. That's my purpose in life right now.
Hey, ask your mom to get you a shot. Then.
No. Your purpose.
I want to bring the bottle.
No, Brandon. Your purpose is to put them glasses on. That's what your
I'm
purpose is
go
right
get
now.
A refill. I'm waiting for Brandon to put the glasses on, and I'm gonna go get a refill.
Yeah, that's your purpose.
Okay, so I'm gonna put the glasses on since,
hey,
since
Brandon.
Everybody's asking for hold on.
Hey, Brandon, if you put them glasses on and you look like that main character from Soul, if you put them glasses on, this podcast is over with. I'm telling you that right now.
Did you get the hat? Did you get the hat?
No, Mike's buying me the hat for Christmas. I need to get the hat.
Nigga, you look just like the.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yo, I'm about to get that Disney money, son. About to get all that Disney money.
Yo, I love how much Brandon respects the Disney NDA. He didn't tell nobody. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to let it drop on Christmas.
Yo, niggas, I was joking about getting these glasses, but it's all fun and games, so I can actually get the glasses. Like, these supposed to come in like another 2 weeks, but I'm me. I got these expressed.
Yeah, expressed. You know what I mean? When you
in the suit and
when you're the star of it. When you're the star of the number one movie in America, I mean, they just bring it to you. They just give it to you.
Yeah, just give it to me. I don't know. Hey, man. That brings them more life.
I kind of wish you didn't get the glasses now. That is scary.
Nah, man. We're here now. We are here. This is you guys' fault. We're here now.
Like even down to the facial hair. Like
Brandon, yeah. The dude is Brandon. Yeah.
Even down to the facial hair.
Brandon is Joe Gardner.
Yeah. I'm about to get the Disney money. That Disney money. About to get that stimulus money and that Disney money. About to be going to all that money. All
when you
that
get
money
that money, when you get that money, will you finally move out of your mom's house?
Wow!
Wow!
God, I don't even have
look,
a. I don't
look,
have.
I don't.
Where is
I don't
my,
have I don't, many advantages over people.
I know.
I pay a lot of money for this one bedroom apartment, and I'm gonna talk shit about someone who's still living
that
with mom.
That shit was vicious. God damn.
I've never seen a circle back happen so fast in my life.
Oh my God.
I always forget that Brandon lives with his mom. I got to use that more.
Some of this podcast is all of our fault collectively. I feel like
I felt hurtful.
I'm hurt.
Y'all knew what you was getting when you invited me.
Is that vodka or water?
You know what? We don't need to talk about that. No, it's water. I'm not drinking.
Mind your business.
I don't like y'all right now. I don't. No, I realized like that walking from the kitchen back here. I don't like you guys. I don't know why.
I want Fernando.
Yeah, go ahead. Just go.
I'm going to refill. I'll be right back.
I want to say right now, shout out to Anthony Oates real quick. He's watching.
What up, Anthony?
Give him the code. Give him the code.
Hey, I was on Black Think Tank last night. It was a great show.
Give him the code.
You really are on a promo run.
Listen. Next,
you really think people are going to watch this special?
Tomorrow, I got to say something. LevelUpComedy.com on YouTube as well, on our YouTube channel. Check it out. We're going to have a live premiere tomorrow, so you can watch it with us as it premieres.
What time is the premiere?
6:15.
Is it going to be the same person who filmed your wedding? Because Houston, that person cut the camera off right before the ID.
This is why.
This is Glenn's wedding. Hey y'all, we get ready to get married. I hope you all enjoy. Hey, we'll be right back.
You just sound like, okay. About 15 minutes later, I'm like, they probably forgot to turn on the camera, didn't they? The camera came on, everybody was like, oh, and they're just like, all right, guys, that was it. I'm like, whoa.
But it was a technical glitch. We didn't forget to turn on the camera.
Was this like that technical glitch? Like that right there.
But anyways, tomorrow, if you tune in, levelupcomedy.com, you can check out I Gotta Say Something, the debut special from your boy Glenn Lawrence.
It's hilarious. It's gonna look just like this. Look at my camera. It's gonna look just like this with audio.
Just
like
that. Mike, your camera's off.
I know that. Just like Glenn's wedding.
That's the point.
That was Glenn's wedding.
Missed it.
Just like Glenn's
tomorrow,
wedding.
Premiere of I Gotta Say Something. Level Up Comedy, the first debut special from your boy, yours truly, Glenn Lawrence. It's gonna be premiering on YouTube.
What? So 6:15 Eastern. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. What if you lived in Arizona?
That's the get off work time for most people.
What if you lived in Phoenix?
That's 3 hours earlier.
Well, I need
and now it's two because Phoenix has changed.
Yo, Phoenix, yeah, Phoenix exactly. don't do daylight savings.
We sure don't.
Y'all stay on. Y'all weren't trying to recognize that's MLK Day. Y'all don't do daylight savings. Why y'all?
Hold on, stop. You're in Phoenix, Jennifer.
I am.
What time is it right now?
It is 5:31.
That's why.
So it's only 2 hours early. I thought y'all were right now.
That's why Charles Barkley.
Half the year it is. Half the year we're on Cali time, and half the year we're on Mountain time.
That's why. That's why Charles Barkley didn't win a ring, because of that right there. They don't celebrate.
Poor man didn't even know what time it was.
Yeah, that's
what it was. That's why Kevin Johnson never got a haircut, because he.
Like, why my nap so short? Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really appreciated that laugh. Thank you. Thank you. So Glenn's married. How's married life, Glenn?
Is it like this?
Married life is great, man. I can't complain. We're doing amazing things together. It's fun so far.
Nice.
We're happy in the left.
If this had been not COVID, because, you know, COVID, everything's different, where do you think you would have gone for your honeymoon? Because I guess right now you'd be on your honeymoon or something, right?
Yeah, for sure. Where would I have gone? I don't know. I think somewhere tropical.
Puerto Rico. I'm joking.
I mean, I've never been to Puerto Rico. Maybe Jamaica, but, you know, things
are getting kind
of hairy.
Beautiful.
That's what I'm trying to go back to.
Beautiful.
Here come traveling ass Candace.
Yeah.
I got all the bottle openers.
Why traveling ass Candace?
Because you have a whole Instagram page called Traveling Ass Candace. Yeah, that's why.
47 out of 50 states, guys.
2 states to go.
How can y'all take a positive and make it negative? Like,
that's
I don't understand
I'm
that.
Like, I was like,
you
I got
know us? Like, what are you talking? Do you not know us?
I don't understand it. Like, going traveling is a good thing. You should get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your own neighborhood. Get out of your home.
Just don't let
go. Or, Candace,
yeah, that's
you.
What vacation's for.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank
or
you.
Maybe you should settle down and stop fucking around.
Wow. 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 Someone had their Wheaties this morning. Somebody had
another
shot to
that
one. Jesus.
Gentlemen, cheers. Cheers, cheers, gentlemen. Cheers.
Ladies,
right, what are we doing?
Ladies,
you got Jack Fernando. What do you
have? I got, you know what I mean?
Ladies,
they don't pay me, but you know, I got the makers on deck, you know what I mean?
Mike, what you got?
I got a canister of water.
Mike got kids, you know what I mean? He can't really be doing it up on a Wednesday night like that. I get it.
Yo, I'm gonna get drunk as shit tomorrow night, though.
Seltzer water.
Okay, fine.
We got Truly over there. You drinking some White Claw over there, Glenn? There's some White Claw.
Seltzer with
Glenn got that twisted tea.
Hey guys,
yeah, we're trying to find those.
Jennifer, you're not drinking?
Jennifer's not drinking.
I have water.
Okay, fine, fantastic. All right.
As Dominicans will say, agua fiesta. I didn't think I was
going to guys, we've been on this podcast for at least 30 minutes, about half an hour. We haven't had a collective thought of organized thought yet. So I would like to.
You know, we have. We were just talking about the special levelupcomedy.com. I got to say something.
No one's going to watch this, Glenn.
Jennifer, are you going to watch it tomorrow? Would you watch it?
I will, now that I know it's super early for me.
There you go. That's why we put it at that time. So it could be earlier for people, because I was trying to figure out when it would be.
Hey, Jennifer, I'm going to tell you exactly what the special going to look like. That's like look at my camera. that's the special.
How long is the special?
It's 31 minutes.
Okay.
Right.
That's in 31 minutes? That's all you do?
Jennifer, just look at them.
Glenn.
As a matter of fact, Fernando, did you get to see the special? Did I give you
the I got the preview. I got the exclusive sneak peek.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I liked it.
Glenn kept it nice and short. You know what I mean? He came in, hit him hard. Came out, you know, there's a couple credit cookies, you know, it's like a Marvel movie. Glenn's special is like a Marvel movie. You got to stay till the end. All the things in there.
Hold on.
Glenn, really think he Robert Downey Jr.?
Okay. So
Glenn, send me the link. I'll support. Send me the link.
Absolutely. Candace, these are jokes. I'm not trying to be out here, you know what I mean? Okay, here's the thing. You know what? I'm going to talk my shit now. Here's the thing. Y'all know Glenn like I know Glenn, okay? Here's the thing about Glenn. Glenn is like, I know Glenn, like, first set ever, Glenn, did his thing, came off stage like, we gonna go to Madison Square Garden, dog. What's up, man? you doing it big, yo. I'm gonna be bigger than Kevin Hart. I'm like, yo, you did, like, 5 minutes. Chill out, dog.
Hey,
yo, chill out. Like shit,
and look where we at now. one step closer.
Yeah. Release it. No.
So hold on. I just want to say that, so Fernando and Brandon got the link, and I didn't get the link.
Brandon didn't get the link.
Celebrity.
No, I got the link.
Everybody got the link for tomorrow, but Fernando, he got the advance.
I got the sneak peek. I got the download.
So you will give the advance link to Fernando. But you're not going to give it to hold on. Let me finish. But you're not going to give it to the guy who has two DVDs.
What did you say, Mike? Did you say this Mike?
No, it's like you hate like that.
Look,
it's like this. It's like that. I can still see the post of your finger. I can see the post of your finger. You got to get you a cover.
There, you see it? There
I still see the post of your finger. You need to eat more vegetables. You need to drink more water.
You shot yourself in the foot. I was going to give you the link.
You should send me the link. I'm that humble brag. I have two albums. You know, one of them sold out on iTunes. I mean, you know, was debut number one.
Shit, Mike.
I mean, I don't brag. I don't talk about it.
Wait, how do you sell out on iTunes?
Easy. You just sell out on iTunes.
See, that's how you fucked up, Mike.
We ain't got no more bandwidth.
We was about to get to Mike. We was like, yo, Mike really he sold out on iTunes? Drake doesn't sell out on iTunes.
How many did you sell? Did you sell out for there? No, did you sell out on iTunes?
You can't sell out on iTunes.
I have. It's in my bio. I'm not going to correct myself. Yeah, I sold out on iTunes.
Your bio also says you 5'7", and that's a lie.
Yeah, I know, because I'm 5'10". Because I'm 5'10".
Wow.
It's because I'm 5'10".
Cheers, guys.
Man, I hope all your facial hair recedes. All of your facial hair recedes.
Fernando gets super hype off that brown. He is fucking hype.
Hey, Glenn. Frankie,
the only thing I get.
Glenn,
now
Frankie
I mean.
French. Frankie French wants the. Frankie French wants the link. Come here, baby.
She wants the link.
She's in the chat. If you're so busy promoting stuff.
Okay. Hold on. I ain't seen the chat.
Mike, you know what we should do, Mike? Mm-hmm. We should talk about our New Year's resolution.
We should.
Let's get it.
Hold on. Let's see.
Is that Deja?
That's Aiden. Aiden, your dad sold out on iTunes. See, Mike right now told his kids, like, kids, I sold out on iTunes today.
He's real proud of your daddy. He sold out on iTunes.
It's just like, all right, daddy, that's great. Like, I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. Oh gosh, like I can picture that whole conversation right now. Oh, I'm high shit. Okay, all right.
Glenn. 2021. Glenn always sends me stuff because he knows I'm gonna be super harsh.
Frankie Fitch wants you to send the link, Glenn.
Like, you want this link? She's in the chat.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look. I'm
recording. I want the link too, so I can watch it.
Just put the link in the chat. Did you get low shot your camera?
Just put the link in the chat, man. Hey, what the hell are you smoking, Fernando?
Weed.
Oh, okay. That was pretty obvious. Oh, that was pretty.
Wait, I love that he didn't even try to lie. Like,
on camera. Like, I don't even. Why would I?
You could have said a Newport. Like, you didn't even try.
Yeah.
I don't smoke those cancer sticks. Get out of here. From the earth. That medicinal.
That
oh, God.
Hey, guys, can we just talk about how y'all Christmas was?
It was great. I was hot.
I ain't never seen nothing like it. So you just go light up like Snoop Dogg right on the camera.
I love Fernando right now. He is lit.
Yeah, he is lit as shit. I need to catch up to him. Shit.
He got his clown and his weed. He is amazing right now.
He's
almost over.
Yeah, he's celebrating New Year's a little too early.
He's gonna have a real good
me too. Me too.
Yeah. Does anybody? I'm gonna tell you mine. Does anybody have a movie that they put on where they need to cry?
Yeah,
mine is Creed.
That makes you cry.
Father son stuff always gets me. When he says I'm not a mistake, waterworks.
My movie is watching Fernando's first set on YouTube, and I cry immediately. I'm like, damn, this is trash. Oh my god, he's still gonna be up here. He's just gonna tough it out.
You know what I did do after I got off? Yo, Madison Square Garden, dog. You know what I mean?
Hey, you got to think bigger, bro.
You know what? You're right, man. My bad.
Bigger. Just try to sell on iTunes. That's my goal.
Yeah, that's my goal.
I'm not even
going. First album. Boom. Second album, I'm selling out iTunes. That's
yo, I don't honestly, I don't even care how y'all, I don't care how y'all clown me because I'm not going to correct my statement.
You know why? Because you sold out on iTunes.
Exactly.
So I got a t-shirt made afterwards that says I sold out on iTunes.
Clearly I can do this.
I like how Mike thought he sold it on iTunes when he got the error message. He was like, oh, I guess they all out.
My t-shirt is going to say, my homie sold out on iTunes and all I got was this t-shirt.
Oh, this is a roast session. Well, we roasted. We roasted now?
Listen, tomorrow.
You got to punch up. You got to punch up YouTube. To sold on iTunes.
I told YouTube to up your bandwidth because I might sell out YouTube.
Yo, some people sell out the garden, you know what I mean? Some people sell out Staples Center.
Y'all got jokes, huh? It's because somebody was on Soul and the other person over here got pajama pants on, drinking and smoking weed. So y'all got okay, all right. All right, y'all motherfuckers.
Don't try to come for me because I'm Hollywood now.
No. Y'all gonna do this to me? Okay. Y'all gonna do this to me?
Hold on. You mad because he got Pixar money?
got that Disney money, son. Got that Disney. Rocky Disney.
Jennifer would like to talk. Jennifer, can Jennifer chime in, please? Jennifer, you can chime in.
She can't say you, Mike. She can't say you.
Jennifer chilling.
In my head, Mike, I'm thinking, okay, so I'll make this shirt for you.
Wow.
You know he got the money. You know how he got the money? Sold out iTunes, baby.
That's what we're doing right now.
I'll gift this one.
Wow. And she know more. She would have charged you double.
You know what's fucked up though? Hey Jennifer, can you make that shirt? Can you make that
I
for
can.
Me?
I appreciate that.
Boom. When I rock the shirt on my big ring light, I want y'all to know that I thank each one of y'all. Then I'm gonna make copies of it and then I'm gonna sell it. But I sold it on iTunes. And I ain't gonna share none of the proceeds with y'all.
I want my 10%.
You don't get no money. I'm not even putting.
That's great merch. I don't know. We got a podcast. That'd be great podcast merch, Mike.
Yeah.
Someone who sells out on iTunes should be good at marketing.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
Yo, this dude sold out on iTunes. Godly.
I don't like.
I ain't never heard that before.
I don't like none of y'all. I was
that
cool.
Is not a thing,
it is a thing. It is a thing. I'm not gonna. Not. Y'all not gonna take that from me.
It is a thing.
Look at the screenshot. Right there.
It's in my bio. It's
in my bio. Norm McDonald. He still got shit available. But not me, though.
Look, cut. Y'all not go. I promise you. I promise you.
I'm not going to let y'all take that from me.
God, I sold out on iTunes. Oh God.
Jennifer, I'd like for you to chime in. I mean, everybody else. The rest of the gaggle over here just seems to have jokes. Can you bring in some seriousness to this show?
Well, Candace brought up New Year's resolution.
Yes, we should do that.
I don't have one off, but if I picked one, it would be the same, to lose weight. And based on COVID, probably still not going to.
You know what? So I was reading some things about New Year's resolutions and how to make goals specific. So like, and how to make them more realistic. So like, instead of saying lose weight, you could say like to be more healthy, right? Like to eat healthy, to work out, stuff like that. Because then it's like, if you don't lose weight, you don't have to feel like it's a failure, right? So you can say to be more healthy, and then you can count it as a like a win when you go to the gym 3 times a week, or when you like refuse that extra piece of cake or something like that.
Oh, so no accountability.
That does sound better. Yeah. I'm definitely not going to the gym because, you know, COVID.
What the fuck?
Put a number on it. So like I'll walk 1 mile a day or 3 miles a day, or I'll do 15 minutes of some type of exercise.
Right.
Can step it up from there. Cause as you start doing it, 15 minutes will be easy, or 1 mile will be easy. And then you just go from there. If that's your,
I want to listen to him.
So, you know, that's my little,
I wouldn't. So, Jennifer, you know what, Jennifer, you fine just like you are, girl. You don't listen to them. You good. You're, you know what I mean?
You're absolutely,
you got your
beautiful
shirt, you got your game popping. No, I'm joking.
First of all, you're absolutely beautiful. But like, if you want to be healthier, then put that as a goal, but don't say lose weight, because it's like, it like puts like a burden on you to like use the scale as a measure of success. So like, I instead like say be healthy and then make healthier choices. And it you can count your success as I ate a healthy meal today, or I jogged today, or whatever, instead of the scale said this number.
That sounds like a very good legal term.
You know what? You could do side bends or sit-ups.
You said,
please don't lose that.
Shut up, Glenn. Shut up, Glenn.
Glenn's special tomorrow, guys. See, he's hilarious. Go get it. 6:15.
No, the reason why I said that is because I've done that year after year and said lose weight, right? And then once you don't see a difference on the scale in the first week, you start to get discouraged. So what you want to do is you want to reframe that goal, reframe that idea, and say, I want to be healthier. And so you make these healthier choices, and then the scale goes down as a result of that.
Candace,
that
was these jokes. Candace,
like,
I'm here.
I'm serious. This is my
lane. I appreciate you, Candace.
This is my lane right now.
And I'm just saying, I focus on numbers, just the numbers. Like, I give you a mile. I think if you do those two things, you're going to see a lot of results. You know, so, me and Candace together, we got you right. You know what I mean?
So Glenn, your thing is,
resolution's done.
So, Glenn, your thing is the opposite of what Candace said.
He said, counting the workouts, not counting the scale.
Not counting the scale. Get an attainable number. Like, I want to work out for 5 minutes a day. I want to be healthy. I want to work out 5 minutes a day. That's an easy goal.
I'm just saying, don't count the scale, because what happens is, as you work out and you gain muscle mass, you start to get smaller, but the scale doesn't show a difference, right? Sometimes. So don't use lose weight as a bar, because it doesn't necessarily show your progression and how healthy you've become.
Oh, you spitting right now. You spitting some.
Hey, spitting, as the young kids would say. Spitting.
I'm glad I joined. There you go. Thanks, Candace.
And you're absolutely beautiful just like you are. But if you want to make some changes, that's on you.
I was really hoping you didn't acknowledge Ken's contributions. That would have been. They never do.
But I'm here. I'm here for you, Jen. If you need some, help, you can reach out, and I'll just be like, look here, da 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 da, and give you some positive reinforcement. That's what I think. I've done that for everybody here.
Glenn, okay. Brandon's next. Are you resolved? Hold on. Are you resolved to move out your mama's house or not?
Well, do you pay rent? Do you pay anything? Do you pay rent?
I do pay.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
I think the problem is your chair is too comfortable. Your chair is too comfortable. That's a gaming chair.
Well, I mean, I bought this chair. So
you're
way too comfortable.
You know what? I'm always like, how can Brandon afford all these belts?
My great credit? What are you talking about? My great credit?
Anthony Oak said, do you have a Wonder Woman belt?
Not yet. Not yet. I might get one soon, though. Maybe. I don't know. With this Disney money. With this Disney money, I might get one soon. I don't know.
Wonder Woman was never the Intercontinental Champion. He doesn't get that shit.
No, well, China was. She was, whatever. New Year's resolutions. I don't know. I haven't thought about this. Because, like, I don't know what 2021 is going to be. I don't know. It might be a good year. It might be a shit year.
Well, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish?
What I want to accomplish, I want to sell out on iTunes.
I don't know why.
For Brandon, you can't think like that. What you got to do is you got to work towards selling more on iTunes, because then, like, you try to look at the numbers, and, like, as you sell more, the volume increases. So you can never sell out. You know, you gotta think that way. You know,
I'm gonna sell out on iCloud. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, SoundCloud about to sell out. There we go. SoundCloud about to sell out. Boom. There we go.
Let me know when y'all want to have a serious conversation. Okay.
We don't. Wait, I am never here for a serious conversation. I work a shitty job that I don't like. I'm not here to be serious.
Wait, Mike, is that what happened? Did you upload it and then it says this file has exceeded?
I'm actually not going to entertain this conversation. That's going to.
What else, Brandon? You want to find iTunes? What else?
So, I don't know. Like, just be a better person. I think that's why my New Year's resolution.
All I'm thinking about is Mike going to his manager like, yo, we sold out. Where's my money? Shouldn't there be more?
Joke's on you. Joke's on you. I don't have a manager. Ha!
You don't even need one. You sold out iTunes, baby. No manager. You like J. Cole going platinum with no features.
But wait, Brandon, if you want to be a better person, you got to let him start sleeping I think that's the first step. That is your first step to be
a better person. Let him stay the night 2021.
Right, so here I am jumping in with my specifics, right? So you got to make goals more specific. So you want to be a better person.
Okay, I'm going to start wearing condoms more.
What does that mean?
There we go.
Does
that help out? I'm going to start wearing condoms more?
Yes. What else? Okay. What else?
I don't know.
Mike is so confused. Like, hey, how did we get here?
Brandon ain't shit ass. Don't even know how to be a better person.
Can we just acknowledge that through the Rona, Brandon was out here raw dogging it? Can we just acknowledge?
If y'all knew what I did last weekend, y'all would be.
We know Brandon that much. You can't afford it.
Wow.
Wow.
Does that mean, God? I can be. Well, does that mean, Jennifer?
Why is Fernando on fire today? Why is he shooting jumpers like Steph Curry? Why
hurts you?
There's nothing.
My father. Did you not hear the thing about Creed where I cry when father shit comes up? Did you not hear that?
I heard that.
It's that brown. That's why Fernando is lit right now. That fucking brown ass liquor. He is going off.
But wait, there's nothing in Brandon's frame that says that he can't afford things. He can afford things.
No, he lives with his mother.
He's too comfortable. That's the problem.
He lives with his mother, so he cannot pay rent 1 month. What are you gonna do? Kick him out?
When you live with your mom, you can afford everything.
Basically.
Hence,
why wasn't he buying condoms? There wasn't a money issue. He's just trifling. That's what it is.
Wow, trifling.
Damn.
Jesus.
Damn. He was out here fucking with no condoms. Are we y'all cool with that? Y'all cool with out here raw dogging it?
Why are we?
Get it how you live it.
Oh, why? This man doesn't let them sleep over. He's fucking these women raw. That's cool. Like, you just like, he's just like, yo, I don't know you. Leave the person. I don't know his last name. What without a condom? Bro, wow.
What is happening?
Do you at least fetch him a towel, Brandon?
Why did you say fetch a towel? Why is Fernando going off?
In the middle of the show, he caught COVID.
Why are y'all like this today?
Y'all ain't shit.
I blame. I blame Candace because if she just would have showed up on the show 30 minutes late like she's been doing the last 7 episodes, none of this would be happening right
Candace
now.
Candace came in here like, we drinking tonight.
Yeah.
We drinking. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Get here. I don't even know what we're talking about.
All right, let's move on. Fernando,
somebody mentions Father's Day.
Circle back to me.
No, we're not circling back to you. You need to circle to the corner store and get some condoms. That's
every day I'm like, am I going to call him today? And I never do.
Fernando, what are your New Year's resolutions, Fernando?
I don't really make New Year's resolutions, to be honest with you. As you can tell, I kind of just live by the seat of my pants, guys.
Okay.
Every year is to get a new job. I never get a new job.
But your job sending you blankets and shit. Like, what's good? Like, what are you?
Say you can't.
I've never moved up. Like, I've just had the same job for 12 years.
Okay.
And it's like an entry level. It's easy. It's cake. But I do need to challenge myself more.
Oh, so what you're saying? You don't have ambition.
Facts.
Hey, so maybe you should have said, "I'll be at Madison Square Garden," and you might have went somewhere.
Oh my god.
Because I know myself. Wait, you're not at Madison Square Garden yet. What the fuck are you talking about?
They go baby steps. First you do one special,
Jennifer,
then you sell on iTunes, and then you go to Madison Square Garden. That's the progression.
That's the formula right there. That's the blueprint.
That's the blueprint. I learned from Mike Brown. Oh my
god. Hold the rock.
I can't even get the link. I can't even get the link to you. You learn all that, and I still can't get the damn. I can't get the sneak peek. I can't even get
the
link.
Hey, you want the sneak peek? I'll send it to you, Mike. You want it?
You just put it in the chat. Everybody got it now. Everybody that's in that's watching live, it can see it. All three of them.
I'll give you the advanced copy so you can see it a day early. So you're like, oh yeah, I got the bootleg.
Yeah. As soon as you send me the link, I'm gonna delete the whole. I'm gonna delete the whole text message.
And again, that's why I put. That's why.
Why is your finger so pink?
Glenn, what are your resolutions?
Oh wait, I wanted to add to Fernando.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
So there's this group called Black on the Job on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, they have great services that can really zhush up your resume so you can get to where you want to be.
Oh, sorry, awesome. Can you say that word again? What, my resume?
Zhush.
Zhush is a nice word.
That's a nice word.
Okay, Black, what is it? Black on the Job?
Black on the Job.
Okay.
So there's two groups. So you want the one that says Black on the Job with Admin Sin.
With admin, so what's up with the other group? We don't fuck with the other group. there's Black on the Job.
I think they kind of like split, and then
I love that even the positive, like, yo, we gonna try to get our shit together. Group was like, yo, I don't fuck with the niggas on this.
Yeah, I kind of want.
That nigga be coming in the chat all talking about, oh, you know, I've been working at Harvard for 10 years. I'm like, yo, nobody want to hear that shit, dog.
This is why we can have nice things.
This is why.
I mean, there's
Black
like
on the Job,
20,000 people in the group. With admin sin.
With admin, because we don't fuck with the other side. I got you.
You know, I can't speak on the other one. I don't want to be accused of slandering them. But I'm gonna say the one you want to be in is the one with admin.
I kind of want to join both groups to find out the backstory why there was a split.
We gotta find the origin.
Like which one of them niggas showed up to the work high as hell and they got kicked out the group. For like, I don't know why they fired me. I was just high.
Hold on. So Glenn is next, but I need a refill. So can we pause for a second or no?
Yeah.
Only Ken's gonna pause a podcast.
We'll keep cracking jokes on iTunes chart sales.
Glenn, don't say your resolution until I get back. It's gonna be like a minute. I'll be right back.
So Candace is the only person in history that wants to pause a podcast. That's
I know, right?
Can we just stop the recording?
Like, can we just stop and
stop
back.
Productions?
Yeah.
To stop all productions right now.
Yeah. I could do one,
being serious about this. We would have just cracked jokes and she would have been like, Glenn,
I could do a quick drop. I have a drop. It's a 10-second drop.
Ahead.
I could do a quick drop. Hold on.
Is it you?
Of course
that,
it's me.
That sold out on, never mind.
I hope.
You know that's got to be the name of the episode, right?
Sold out on iTunes.
I'm writing that right now.
I'm writing it down. And I still dislike everybody except for Jennifer. Because she's the lady of the Lord.
I like having Jennifer here. She's like she chimes in when she needs.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? If you're looking for something,
I'm gonna buy those Disney.
That
Disney check comes
in. Anything, and you want to laugh? Go ahead.
Yo,
down
why do you have the longest drop of all time?
That's just a drop in roll, right? It's 16 seconds, and you talk through the whole drop. I dislike all of y'all.
That was you.
That was me.
I thought you was being a ventriloquist. I thought you got new talent.
There was no like different sounds.
It was just, hey, so we. So good. Hey, I mean, no, hold on. So Fernando,
you know, two albums I sold on iTunes for a week and a half.
You need your eyebrows. You need your eyebrows. Hey, look. First of all,
you are listening to the spinoff of the other podcast that I have. So yeah, what's up, guys? Ow, Virginia.
Hey, Fernando,
the podcast sold outside to do a spinoff.
Hey, Fernando, don't ever get that close to your webcam again unless you get your eyebrows arched.
What up?
I got
nice eyebrows.
You need your eyebrows tweaked. You need to go to the little lady.
Eyes that look sad.
Yeah.
Dang.
Hey, you been crying, Jesus? Why is this happening?
He gonna hold himself tonight.
Why?
He's gonna hold himself in the blanket.
Too real, what's happening?
In the blanket.
I'm back, so can I hear Glenn's resolution?
No!
That was the quickest refill ever. What you got to say, Gria? What the hell are you drinking?
Okay, my goodness. So it's Tito's, which is the only vodka that I drink.
Boom.
Yep. They not cutting a check?
No, but I ran out of tonic, and so the only other thing that Hassan had was Gatorade. So it's Tito's and Gatorade.
So you got electrolytes while you're getting drunk. What the hell is
going
on?
I never heard that before. I like how she said, well, Hassan has, like, they not together. Like, you don't live there, too. I know y'all don't. This show house, you didn't buy nothing.
He's responsible for the grocery shopping. That motherfucker did not buy enough tonic.
I honestly thought you were going to say that's watermelon juice. I feel like, nigga, come on.
What are you responsible for in the household, Candace?
Don't worry about what the fuck I be doing.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I can't
believe. Sounds like nothing.
Fernando woke up on... He had a little time today. He woke up this morning, had a little time.
Fernando got time. He got a little time. Right, Fernando is all the way lit today, and I love it.
Look, when Fernando gets close like that, if you look real close in the corner of his eye, you can see the abandonment right there.
And the tartar.
Okay, Glenn, go. What are your resolutions?
Okay, my resolution is financial freedom to be a millionaire in the coming year with the amazing content that I am going to be producing. And help
so basically, you want to sell it on iTunes. You want to sell it on iTunes? Basically. Okay, go ahead.
Continue.
Mike's like,
why'd I do this to myself?
I'm not paying none of y'all niggas no mind, okay? Just know that.
Mike, you want the niggas? Wow, you shit. No.
Yeah.
A southern gentleman like Mike does not speak those words.
Oh, yes, I do.
He's mad because he's shaking right now.
I'm not mad.
They get angry, they start shaking. Oh.
I knew Mike was mad when he hit this joint.
Yeah. Y'all be in room. Go ahead, Glenn. Glenn wasn't selling on iTunes.
Glenn's not even the host of it. He's not even one of the guests. He wasn't even advertised. I don't even understand how he got the link, if you really think about it. Only like four people. How did he get a head start? How you get the link? Who let Glenn in here?
That'd be me. I'm sorry.
Okay, so go ahead, Glenn. Financial freedom and what else?
Freedom and to be able to do the thing that I love, which is this comedy, talking trash, talking shit, and to get a home, be a homeowner again.
Oh yeah, that's a good goal.
Oh yeah,
that's a great goal.
Me too, man. Me too.
When was the last time you were a homeowner, Glenn?
Huh?
When was the last time you owned a home?
Like in 2010.
Okay. Oh, so it's been a journey. It's been
It's been like a decade. Okay.
Yeah, like a decade.
Like you met me after I had finished one life. Like you know in the movie where there's the dude who had this past life and then he like walks into the bar and you like don't know about life.
We've had this conversation. I'm just trying to get it for the people, you know what I mean? I'm trying to let them know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's been a whole
other life where I was pretty much the same person, but I was doing different shit. So now I found my passion, which I'm going towards. Hopefully in the new year, it is going to bring me financial freedom, and I'll be able to get that home. Nice. And then be able to pass that on and help others do the same. So lovelycomedy.com. Check it out. I got to say something. That's where the journey begins.
Amazing. What kind of home are you trying to get?
A big one.
Okay. Right. What happened to making your goals concrete? What happened to like the...
I don't do that. Madison Square Garden mansion. That's it.
Mike B, what are your goals for 2021?
The same ones I had from 2020.
What are?
Sell out on iTunes. Nah, I ain't do shit that I was supposed to do this year because of COVID. Like, my album came out. I was supposed to do some shows, and I ain't get to do none of that. So I'm just gonna re-release my album 2021 April 1st. I got the link.
I got he just got the order. He just got the digitals back.
I'm gonna re-upload it. Same day that I did on my birthday, 2021. And I'm gonna
remastered.
I'm gonna add one new joke to it, like Nicki Minaj, and whatever I had planned for last year.
Oh, you want to drop the deluxe on them?
Yeah, one
remastered deluxe.
Yeah, I'm gonna add all the bomb sets for Fernando's sets to my album.
Nice. Like, hey, you know what? As long as I get some of that resid, you know, my lawyer never will be in contact.
Never. No, I don't. That's it. Whatever I was supposed to do last year, I'm just gonna because I ain't do shit. This year don't count.
Got it. No, seriously. 2020 was like a fucking a wash. Like, we couldn't do shit. So basically, if you set goals for 2020, it's like you start them again in 2021. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I actually accomplished was I lost like 15 pounds. So that was it. So
amazing. Because most people gained weight in quarantine because we couldn't go to the gym.
I gained weight. Yeah.
Good job. Okay.
Are you gonna do any videos, Mike?
Oh yeah, I have. I'm going to create some content. I got this big ass ring light thanks to my family, so I'm gonna do some videos and stuff like
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
So
lighting is important.
Yeah. So I got this. Oh, I don't know if y'all can see it. I got this big ass ring light.
Over I need to buy one. Buy one soon.
It's right there. So
cool.
How are you not using it right now?
Is it pointed away from you?
He is using it.
Yeah, I have another one on my desk.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one on my desk that's a clip on, and then I have this one that's like that extends. Yeah. So I'm writing.
I'm gonna buy one soon.
No, you're not. Use my
Disney money to buy one.
I do lighting a little bit on some sets or whatever, and I don't know if that ring light's doing anything right now, Mike. It's kind of
I've seen the lighting for your wedding, and it looked just like this. So I'm gonna go ahead and
lights out.
But my lights are glamcore. Like, it's kind of expensive, but it's got two arms on it, and you know, you could change the warmth and the intensity.
What kind of videos do you do online, Jen?
I do just promote my shirts and stuff.
Nice.
I'm Diddy. I'm like all up in all of my videos.
There you go.
How was y'all Christmas?
Candace.
Oh, yeah. You're going
to
do Christmas.
Because really, the only reason she brought this up because she wanted to tell people her resolutions.
You know what? Yeah. Fuck you, Fernando.
Wow. Hey, yo. Yo,
I know Candace is lit right now.
Candace is tired of me. She's fuck this nigga. He's been talking on the show.
No, Candace is lit because, like, when she was talking earlier, she stopped talking. She's just, like, in the camera.
No, I think Candace did something else off camera because, like, she got drunk real quick. Like,
yo, Candace has been hitting milestones this whole show. But she was like, she sobered up. She's like, no, seriously, guys, what's your New Year's resolution? You go ahead first, Jen. Jen, you go. No, see, Jen, what you want, this is what I'm telling you now. Get closer, because I don't think you hear me. What you want is, you want to collapse your goals. You want to collapse
them. You don't want to use that word.
Candace gave me solid advice.
Yeah.
Advice I'm taking into 2021.
Yeah, most people most people who are a little lit give out solid advice. You just got it. You want to shrink your goals. You want to collapse them down to the smallest molecule. So you don't want to say.
It's about the mindset. She's right. It's about the mindset.
It is.
Now, this
thing. Let me set my fucking goals. Fuck y'all.
Tachi. Whoa.
This HBCU candy is here.
Five more groceries. Go ahead.
This HBCU candy is here.
Tell my man to keep the seltzer stocked. One.
First of all, he was supposed to bring tonic. All right. No more tonic. So now I got to drink electrolytes.
I've been smoking, Mike. I don't know.
Number one, I want to have a very intense focus on my mental health, right? So whatever it means for mental health, which is, you know, counseling sessions, meditation, whatever it means, self-care, whatever it means to focus on my mental health and make sure that I make that a priority in 2021. That's one of the things I want to do. Okay. Number two, I want to perhaps become a homeowner. I don't want to like copy Glenn, but that's one of the things that I wanted to do is become a homeowner in 2021. And then number three, I'm really very, very serious about my language acquisition. And so I want to focus on that in 2021 as well.
You want to learn another language?
Sí, yo necesito un hablante nativo para practicar mi español, porque yo necesito mejorar mi español en año 2021.
Guys, if you didn't understand that, it's because what she said made no sense.
Fuck you, Bernard!
I heard a 20 in there.
Yeah, I heard 20.
She said, I want to improve my language. I want to improve my language skills. I want to be able to speak better in 2021.
Yo, yes, Glenn, yes. Yo. And I said that I wanted a native speaker to help me.
Candace turned this whole thing, this New Year's resolution to an indie interview. She's trying to get a new job. That's what it sounds like.
I thought that was Spanish. I feel bad. I thought that was Spanish. I was like,
what is it?
Spanish brain about to help out.
Is that Spanish?
It was Spanish, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was Spanish. Okay, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, Candace's Spanish is actually pretty good. Every time we have a conversation, she's like,
But have you met drunk Mexican Brandon? Oh my gosh.
No, you don't want to be drunk Mexican Brandon, because first of all, drunk Mexican Brandon is racist as shit. You don't want wrong dialect and everything. He was in Puerto Rico talking Mexican. I'm like, why are you doing this? And on this foreign soil. We don't need this right now.
They don't eat tacos here, Brandon.
And why does Glenn have them Golden Girl glasses? What the hell is happening on this podcast?
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true.
You're a friend and a confidant.
But seriously. And if you're through a But no, seriously, that's big, though.
And invited everybody you knew.
That was awful.
If you would see the biggest gift for me from me and the card that was sent.
Everybody now.
Thank you for being a friend.
I've never seen.
Podcast is going to get taken down for copyright now, guys.
I've never seen so much off rhythm by black people.
I know, that shit was off.
Nah, it's the Zoom. It's the Zoom. Yeah. You don't really
know. What's up with it right now?
Zoom. Mike, you know how they be running out of gigabytes, Mike. You know that. As someone who's heard out on iTunes, you know that.
Hey, look, I'm trying to have a serious moment. I'm trying to have a landstorm. I'm trying to have a serious moment.
I wanted to ask Candace a question.
I was first.
Go ahead, Fernando.
No, you can't say Fernando.
She's
been saying F you the whole show. You don't get to go first. I get to go first, and then you follow me. That's super big that you were to work on your mental health, because as a person who worked on his mental health before, that is a journey and a challenge all of its own.
Yes.
Because one thing about therapy is not so much of it's not so much of working on you. People that's been around you already know who you are. It's just you've been in denial for so long that you finally realize who you are at the end of therapy. So.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Who did you find out you were, Mike?
That's none of your business. You can just shut up. You don't.
Yeah.
Guess not much changes, guys.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure how it is in the Latino community for you, Fernando, but in the African American community, therapy is not like a popular thing, right? Because it's something that they feel like is not needed. It's something that they feel like is for crazy people or for white people or whatever.
It is for white people, though.
Shut up, Brandon. Okay. In the African-American community, they feel like you can pray everything away, and they don't really believe in counseling and psychotherapy. So I really want to be an advocate for mental health and for, like, going to therapy and finding someone you can talk to that can help you through and find strategies for dealing with stress and things like that. So
what you're saying is
there's an amazing book that I've read.
What you're saying is I'm not black. That's all I heard from that statement. The Latino community, I don't know.
I don't know how it is with the Latino community.
I know for me, one of the issues that I had was I had abandonment issues because I never knew who my father was. Mm-hmm. And because of that, a lot of my relationships that I had I will hold on to because of that, on top of the fact that I lost my grandmother at a young age who I was really into. So whenever I had friendships or something like that, no matter how toxic those relationships were, I would try to hold on to them because those were like my little, like my prizes and stuff like that. Now I'm perfectly okay with letting niggas walk out the door, okay? But prior to that, it would be like, you know, and I mean, if you know me in my earlier comedy years, you know, it was people that like didn't rock with me or people said stuff about me. And I'm like, no, it's not like, you know, now it's like, whatever, you know, but...
I remember there was somebody, I'm not saying any name specifically, but there was somebody that I was like, why do you continue to deal with this person if they treat you that way or if they dismiss you in this manner?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say names. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like, well, why do you continue to deal with this person?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to congratulate you for getting the help that you need and seeing that some people do not belong in your life because seriously... Yeah. Because seriously, the African American community, counseling and therapy is not something that people lean on.
Yeah,
and it's really needed. It's very much needed. And Fernando, I don't want to ostracize you. I'm just saying I don't know about the Latino community. I can only speak about the African American community and the fact that they don't embrace counseling as something that's necessary, and it really is.
I was just joking. I know what you meant.
So I would like to offer this to all of you because I've done a lot of self work, and a book that really helped me get through it on my own is called The Inner Matrix, and I think you all should check this book out. It's very good because what it does is it explains how your mind works and in turn how everyone's mind works. And it's actually pretty in depth because it talks about how you actually can control these emotions that you're having and how not to let those emotions run you as opposed to you running them. Like your mind is a tool that you're supposed to use. And a lot of people aren't able to separate that from themselves and who they are intrinsically. So it's an amazing book and it really helped me get through some tough times. Like it was part of that transition I was talking about. It's called The Inner Matrix.
The inner matrix. Okay, I'm gonna take a look at it because there's a book that I want to recommend to people, and it's called The Power of Now. It's by Eckhart Tolle, and it basically says that.
That's another one. Yes.
Yeah. Have you read that one?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I did a lot of self work. I did a lot of self work. So yes, I've Good been job. On that one.
Can I chime in real quick?
Hold on.
No, nigga, not till you get your own apartment.
Hold on.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Hold on. Let me finish and then we'll let Brandon go.
Boy.
So The Power of Now is basically stating that there are no problems in the present moment, right? So anything that you're worried about is something that you're concerned might happen in the future or something that you're depressed about that happened in the past. In the present moment, right now, there's absolutely no worries, there's absolutely no stress in the present moment. Because let's say if somebody's punching you in the face, if somebody's doing something to you in the present moment, you're not stressing about it, right? You're worried about how to act currently. You're trying to figure out how to deal with that right now. But there's absolutely no stress or depression in the present moment. Depression is based on something that happened in the past, or anxiety is based on something that you think might happen in the future. So The Power of Now is basically based on being present in the moment, and is saying that you can shed stress and anxiety if you're always present in the right now.
Yeah. And so I think that those two books are a very powerful combination. Oh, look, she damn kicked up the fucking computer. But those two books are a really good 1-2 combination on how things or how to operate or how to focus on life, because the power of now does help you focus on the present, what's happening now, and how you can really, you know, almost control your surroundings, control your life, control everything. And then The Inner Matrix lets you know how things work. And it's really big on meditation. So that instead of letting emotions control you, and that's what drives you to start thinking about the future and what's going to happen in the future and worry and anxiety and all that type of stuff, it allows you to pull back and not let those emotions run you or those thoughts run you.
Yeah.
And Glenn put them glasses on and it was
you didn't know it was going to be serious?
It's very difficult to stay focused on the present moment. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Marcus Brown said, my bills are due now. well, nigga, do something about it.
That's pay them bills.
Okay, real quick though. So I realized after having this conversation the last 20 minutes, my New Year's resolution is going to be to, you know, kind of revalue myself, reevaluate myself. There we go. And kind of do more stuff, you know, mental health, because I kind of neglected that. Yeah. And kind of like
mental,
like, you
health
know,
is very important.
Yeah,
I feel like as the African American community, we don't. I feel like we don't.
Oh, this is kind of
like
time,
we don't
Brandon.
Value okay. that. Okay? No, you seriously.
You don't get this is her. This is her issue.
I don't mean to cut Brandon off, but I feel like in the African American community, we don't value mental health. Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, mental health. Just sorry, Brandon. Mental health, Candace. This is us two now. Mental health has just gotten popular in the last, like, 4 or 5 years. Like, and especially
in the African American community, we tend to talk over people because our mental health is yeah.
But no, but real talk. Fucking up my mental health right now.
A lot of us cause hurt and trauma on other people, and we don't even notice it.
Yeah,
you
know?
Go ahead. You're right. Go ahead, Brandon.
And so, what I was getting to is. But to Candace's point, Brandon, I got you in a second. And to Candace's point, but, you know, is especially like in black men. Because a lot of times we just do push-ups or whatever, and then, you know, and like completely ignore and drink and stuff like that. And that's why we had a lot of issues back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, where we ignored a lot of the issue that week, because I was only like one in the 80s. But you get what I'm saying, back in that time. But now, old. First of all, you need to wear condoms.
Oh, Young Buck.
There was no way you were one in the 80s. Yeah, I was not born one in the 80s.
I was 81. I was born in 81. So in the 80s,
God
like,
damn, you old as shit.
First of all, I know Candace is not doing this. I know we're not doing this.
Well, them glasses say you are. Yes.
Yeah, definitely, Dorothy. You are.
Yeah. We thought you were younger than Mike until them glasses came on. You saw the Golden Girls theme. Yeah. When you put them drinks
hold on,
on,
Fernando. I like to, because first of all, Candace, we're not going to go start subtracting numbers from your IG username. We're not doing that. We're not doing this. I'm not doing this.
Because I'm 28 out here in these streets. 28. That's all I want you to know.
You know how I know you're not 28? You wouldn't fall for my shit.
Wait, can I hear what Brandon...
Can we get back to Brandon? Brandon finally said he acknowledges his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
Brandon,
as his Savior.
I live in my mama's house more. Go ahead.
Yeah, so first off, I want to...
Are you going to wear condoms in therapy or no? Yeah.
Are you gonna get your own place? That might be a good resolution.
Okay,
he's trying to work on his mental health.
You just had a breakthrough. Y'all gonna make him cry.
I know. I just had a breakthrough. Everything just became clear to me. So I'm gonna work on my mental health. So once I get my mental health back, you know, where it needs to be at, I'm gonna wear condoms more. So I'm not gonna be doing the risky shit. And then on top of that, you know, after that, I'm gonna get some Golden Girl glasses like Glenn so I can read cliff notes on books.
Oh my God.
He takes shots.
After that.
Yo, the nigga from Soul just fried you, dog.
What you gonna do?
After that, I'm gonna do public speaking about mental health and talk about African American and not butcher like Candace said. African American.
Why is he going around the circle? What is happening?
I'm going around the world right now.
Got it.
And then after that,
what was the moment that you realized that you're not valuing yourself? Because you were like, I don't value myself. I'm like, hold on, let's rewind.
I'm pretty sure it's every time he nuts in someone unprotected.
Wow. So
like then kicks him out before lunch.
He kicks him out, I can't think about this mistake any longer.
And he doesn't even fetch them a towel in my glib voice. He doesn't even fetch them a towel.
Get out of here before you have a baby.
No, I had a coming to this point. A coming to moment. What day was it? I think it might have been Monday.
You had a coming to when you were coming to?
Yeah, like literally that happened. Like I was in a threesome, like weirdly, and then like
your mental health is great.
Exactly.
You don't need to change shit, Brandon. Your mental health is great.
No. It was two guys, one girl. So like it was weird.
Never mind. Get that mental health checked. And, like, get that mental health checked.
It was fucking weird. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here right now talking about it together. We're not gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about this off air.
No, no, no. We're here now. No, we're here now. No, you can't break this up.
This is on air, and I shared it, so I can't get into details.
No, no, no. Put a pin in that.
Because the playback.
No. Put a pin in that.
My mother's outside the washer and dryer.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Outside the door right now.
Hold on, Brandon.
I'm not doing this conversation.
No, we're not, Brandon.
We will talk about this tomorrow.
No, Brandon. If you can just hold on for a second, Candace, can you please make your point? You saying so?
Oh my God! I was saying that two girls, one guy is not a threesome. That's an Eiffel Tower. That's all I was saying.
It depends on what position you're in.
Brandon, regardless,
it's the devil's three way.
I've never seen somebody. You have a great life.
Can I talk about abandonment for a second?
No, hell no. We talk about Brandon's threesome. Yeah. Back to the Alpha Tower.
I tried, Brandon.
I was going around the world. I forgot where I stopped off at.
At the Alpha Tower, apparently.
Apparently in Paris. That's where you stopped at.
I was going around the world. I stopped in Paris.
I've never seen somebody roast somebody, try to roast the room, and they end up roasting themselves at the end.
Candace was one time. I touched a dude's dick by accident.
What?
That's all we heard. Nowhere. We know you touched his dick, Brandon. That's why you don't want to talk about it. At some point,
I think the worst part about that is that story didn't have to be told like that. It didn't have to happen like that.
We didn't even need it. You're right. We didn't even need it.
We did. That's why I'm trying to move off of the story.
No, but you get on here, you get rambunctious, and then you be like, This is what happened here, okay?
There's a moment
where Brandon is like, I don't have enough attention. I have to say some wild shit. Like, I don't like black women, or I touched a dick one time.
Brandon be like,
I'm done with my vodka. What's good? What? I'm done.
Brandon be like, I was playing spades. I had hearts led, and that's when I gave him a hand job. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
What?
I knew my hand was shit.
What? What just happened?
I had to come in too while I was doing the drive home with Shane from Fredericksburg the other night.
Candace, what's going on now? Hey, yo, Jen, how's it going, Jen? How are you doing? I forgot you were here. Real talk.
Did you realize it was going to go this way?
Have you ever been in a devil's three-way, Jen?
Wow.
I have not.
She's a woman of the cloth. Really?
Oh, I knew the answer. I just wanted to make sure Brandon knew how wild this shit is.
Brandon would be like, I was at Best Buy. I was at Best Buy. Just look at the back books. And
wait,
then that's when I...
Brandon. Hold on, Brandon. Did you kick him out too?
There was a Hulu show. What is the Keith? I think it was called Keith or something like that, where it was a black comedian.
Uh-huh.
And this was one of the episodes.
With the three-way? Oh wait, no, was it Woke?
But I don't remember the name of the show, but the guy's name was Keith.
Brad to be like, I was folding clothes.
And he was supposed to have a three-way, and he was weird about it.
I was up here checking my Fitbit to see how many steps I got, and that's what I started eating vagina. Like, what? What's going on right now?
Hey, my man, you gotta get out. Hey, player.
Brandon be like,
I don't like to sleep with anybody.
Brandon be like, I was at CarMax just looking at the different Jeep Cherokees, trying to see which one would fit my body build. Next thing I know, I was in the trunk doing it froggy style. Like, what?
Hey, bro, don't even worry. I got your Uber, dog. I got your Uber right now.
That's how the dude looked, too. I got you, dude. I got you. Don't fetch me no towel. I want no towel. Don't even give me no warm water. Don't put no warm water on that towel. I'm good. I'm good. I get a wet nap.
Oh, man. God. I can't even tell the story.
So, dude. Brandon, when this comes out and Disney finds out about your threesome.
Hey.
Is your, like, deal done? Can you no longer? Are they going to edit you out of Soul now?
Probably so. I think that's probably going to happen. I'm going to lose my Disney money. I'm going to get, like, a little bit of it. I'm going to lose it all.
But Brandon.
No, Bob Iger, don't play that shit.
and I'm gonna keep my OnlyFans. That's what I was going with. I'm gonna end my OnlyFans.
Oh my God,
that's
Brandon's OnlyFans.
Yo, it sounds like your OnlyFans is lit, Brandon. I'm not gonna lie.
Brandon's OnlyFans.
Yo, Brandon, now.
I was going around the world, and I was ending with my OnlyFans. That's where I was going. I forgot everything I was talking about. Like, I had some
Brandon's
everybody,
OnlyFans is lit. I will say that. Brandon's OnlyFans lit.
But I was going around the world. I was like, yo, 2021, I'm deleting this shit. I'm gonna get my life together, you know, get right with God.
You know, you don't
get
have
myself
to
myself together.
Wait a minute.
Stop, you know, doing risky shit.
What, Fernando?
Have you subscribed to Brandon's OnlyFans, Candace?
I did subscribe to Brandon's OnlyFans because that's my baby brother, and I wanted to support. So I subscribed to his OnlyFans, and I will say that Brandon has a cannon. He is a fucking cannon. So anybody who wants to subscribe to Brandon's OnlyFans, you're going to see a big-ass dick. That's all I got to say.
Well, on that note, y'all.
No wonder Brandon's out here having the weird threesome. He's like, yeah, I ain't got nothing to wear about shit. He ain't going to be, I know what I got, brother.
Damn. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and...
Oh, wait, I can't talk about my abandonment issues?
No, we're just going to go ahead and... we're going to break this show to an end.
Yo, Mike, I was like, when Mike was like, he holds too close, I'm like, I push away. I'm the opposite, brother. That's all I wanted to say. I'm the opposite. I'll push away.
I want to thank everybody for being able to spend off.
Playing.
I thank y'all for listening to Spend
got
Off.
Got the show going. Canon African American therapy. Jen got the shirts. God ain't petty, but them glasses got on Glenn by Betty. Oh,
bars.
Yeah, that was something.
Drunk Fernando is everything. I love it. I love it.
On time Candace is also everything. On time Candace.
Hey guys, remember that time Brandon was like, me and another dick were in a room together?
Thank y'all for tuning in. I mean, we can stay on Facebook Live. I'm just going to end the recording on this end. Thank y'all for listening. And
we got extras. Are these going to be on Glenn's DVD? These extras.
Check out the special. I got to say something.
Say it again, Glenn.
Oh God. Wait, Glenn. Say it again. Let's people know.
Comedy.com.
I already stopped the recording because I'm petty like that.
I tried.
I gotta say something.
I'm kidding. Jen, you got anything you want to advertise?
When does this come out?
Friday.
15.
So I have
not your special, man.
A white version of this. So it says God ain't petty, but I am. A white hoodie, $25, limited run.
Ooh. What color are the letters? What color are the letters?
Black.
White on black. I like it.
Okay. I like the pink. I like the pink one she got on right now.
I bet you do.
Yeah, so this one I have as a sweatshirt and as a hoodie. But it ain't on sale. The white is on sale.
What you
got the exclusive? Yo, is that like the spinoff?
DJ Clue.
Is that like the spinoff exclusive merch you gonna get? Is that what's
promo happen? Code?
Can we get a spinoff crew deck? Can we get a spinoff something? Can we get something for the spinoff though?
We should be able to do something.
Can we get something for the spinoff?
Yo, I like Jen's always on it. She's not going to say yes on air. She's not going to commit to that. What the numbers looking
She already
sold out iTunes.
Well, she already committed. She already committed.
Price going up, Mike.
She already committed. She already committed to the sweatshirt. She already said she would give me I sold out an iTunes shirt for free.
Yeah,
she said
that, I wrote that down.
I want my 10% for that idea.
I'm gonna take your 10% and buy a box of condoms.
You got your 10%, Brandon.
I'm gonna go.
You got more than you bargained for. I'm sure.
Candace, what you got? Candace, what you got going on?
Follow me on just_Candace, KANDYCE on all social media platforms.
Make sure you spell your name right.
Twitter, Instagram, fucking Tumblr, MySpace, fucking Black Planet, whatever. Just underscore Candace. I'm out here in these internet streets. Just underscore Candace. Please follow me and you can find out, you know, where my next shows are in. And you can see titties because I put my titties on the internet. All the time.
I'm not gonna stamp that.
Facts.
Big facts.
That's all I do is put my titties on the internet. That's all I do.
I'm a thigh man myself, so I like those more. I'm not gonna lie.
I also put my thighs on the internet.
Not gonna lie, Candace.
I plead the fifth.
Real hard not to dive in them DMs, Candace.
Any Candace, you're our OnlyFans.
I don't know Candace like that. She got a man, I ain't gonna, you know what I mean? But
I plead the fifth.
Any Candace to start OnlyFans for like thirst traps. That's what I need.
Fernando, what you got?
Hey, if y'all heard of OnlyFans, you could call it thighs and thick.
I am Funny Madrigal on Instagram. I am headlining New Year's Eve show tomorrow, so if you're on live,
I hope you bomb.
It's on Zoom. Okay. I'm considering my this is my LeBron bubble title. If you can claim that, I can claim I was a New Year's Eve headliner. But yeah, follow me on Funny Madrigal. Our next Hannah's Basement is going to be on the 15th. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be on it. Candace don't do Zoom shows. She's too good for that. She's impersonating. Funny Madrigal on Instagram. Hannah's Basement on Facebook if you want to follow that and see when our shows are. But Funny Madrigal is the one. Yeah. Thanks. This is always fun, Mike. This was super fun. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Candace. This was her idea.
Can y'all thank me? I'm
Oh, Brandon. Yeah, what you got, Brandon, besides therapy? What else you got going on?
I got a lot of therapy going on.
Well, doctor, when I saw his dick, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing in this room right now?
Yo, okay. We're going to talk about this in a second, but follow me social media. We Want More Now. OnlyFans, Chachi Mandingo. Why? That's about Chachi Mandingo.
Wait, hold on. Are you really showing your dick on the internet, Brandon?
Yes, I
keep thinking it's a joke.
I'm gonna stop the music. Go ahead,
Brandon. He's showing his penis, and it is a very large penis. I would like to say
it is 2020. Why not? These girls made this money. What? I'm gonna make my money off.
Wait, this is a real thing.
This is a real shit.
Yeah, he is on OnlyFans. There's a helicopter video. He's swinging his penis around like a helicopter.
Absolutely swinging it.
Yeah, it's a large penis.
Are there any women in these videos?
Sign up. No, it's just him.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't trying to sign up for that.
Well, no, guys.
Let me know when you start fucking. I'll you know what? That's when I'll support. Yo, get that Eiffel Tower on there, and I'll watch. You better be cute, though. You got to be cute.
Wow.
This is not OnlyFans. We're here now. What the fuck?
You didn't know that?
Me all crazy.
We've been on 8 episodes. You didn't know he had an OnlyFans? That was the first episode.
I literally thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a joke.
OnlyFans.
I thought Candace was really funny. It was like,
right now.
I see
this about his cannon right now. That's how
it's legit. I got OnlyFans. Hold on. I can screen share right now, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, hey guys, I'm gonna go ahead and
Previews. Hold on.
Nah. Thank y'all for tuning into the spinoff. Happy New Year's to everybody. Happy New Year's to all the listeners.
Disney glasses.
How are you still in that movie?
Hey guys, Happy New Year's to everybody.
Chachi
Mandingo. Can't see it. Probably not.
Mike got a wife and kids. What is going on here?
Happy New Year's. Be safe. We're going to continue on the Facebook Live, but for all the podcasters on iTunes, y'all be safe. Happy New Year's.
Good night.
Sorry, dog.